WPGW AM and FM, Portland. The Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here at the Portside Fieldhouse for tonight's Fort Recovery Salina High School girls basketball game. In the junior varsity game tonight, Fort Recovery hung on to win that one by a final score of 26-25. Lady Indians led by 8 at halftime, 14-6, but only won by 1, 26-25. Fort Recovery was led by Cameron Mullenkamp with 8 points, 7 for Sophie Guggenbiller, 6 for Bridget Homan, and 5 points for Maddie Shainline. Salina was led by Elena Carroll, who had 10 points in the contest. And then besides that, it was Ruby Slichter with 2. Actually, she had 4, I should say. 3 points for Elena Vihorn. Make that 6 points for Elena Vihorn. 2 points for Michaela Mullins and 2 points for Jada Hiley. And we're underway with the varsity game here. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, your friends at Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, also in Union City, Indiana, and in Bern, Indiana, Calp Pharmacy. Here's a shot up from the right side. It's good by Carly Niekamp, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Carly Niekamp draws first blood. Oh, take that back. They ruled that an offensive foul, so the shot is no good. Take the basket away. Again, it's an offensive foul on Carly Niekamp, so she picks up foul number 1 and no points. Still no score in the game. Salina with the basketball. Salina wearing their Kelly Green uniforms as usual. Over on the right side it goes to Kenley Holstad. Shot's up, no good. Rebound comes down to McKenna Hillskamp of Fort Recovery. McKenna comes racing down and lost the ball out of bounds. They say it was last touched by Salina's Alex Kimmel. So Fort Recovery will retain possession here. Inbounds pass to Carly Niekamp in the lane. Tries to pass it off, and she does. Over to Cameron Mullenkamp. Back outside to Carly. Carly will pass on the right to McKenna Hillskamp. McKenna dribbles the ball, brings it back out top. Here's a shot by Callie Wendell. Good. Callie Wendell hits a 2-point basket. Makes it 2-0. Indians on top here on the Calp Pharmacy first quarter. Salina with the basketball. Both teams have similar records. Salina 7-12 on the year. Fort Recovery 6-12 on the year. Salina with the basketball. Here's a 3-point shot. It's no good by Rachel Rammel. Rebound comes down, up and in by Alex Kimmel of Salina to make it a 2-2 ball game. There's a collision at midcourt, and they're going to call a foul. Call that one on Alex Kimmel, number 1. So Fort Recovery will have it out of bounds across the way. Eric Catterley is our studio producer for our radio broadcast at WPGW. On FortRecoveryRadio.com, Neil Spencer taking care of the engineering there. And we welcome those of you watching on the National Federation TV network as well. Fort Recovery throws it away as the ball goes through the hands of Cameron Mullenkamp and out of bounds. So Salina will have it, a tie score, 2-2. Again, Fort Recovery won the junior varsity game tonight, 26-25. Down comes Salina with the ball. Rachel Rammel with it over on the left side. Goes right, goes left. Now feeds down low. And the ball is through the hands of Jackie Felver, but they say it was last touched by the Indians. So Salina will still have the basketball here. Here comes the inbounds pass. Goes over on the left side to Brooke Bacher. Now to Rammel, now back outside. Three-point basket's good by Brooke Bacher. Bacher draws blood with a three, and it's 5-2. Lady Indians down by 3 points. Salina pressing full court. Carly Niekamp comes down. Back outside, Callie Wendell on a three. Yes! Let's hope it's Callie's night tonight. 5 points so far for her here in the first couple of minutes of play. And the Indians have tied up the score at 5-5. Get the basketball now is Brooke Bacher. So pass on the right side to Alex Kimmel. Drives in and fires it up. No good. And a foul's going to be called on McKenna Hillscamp. I believe. Yes, it is. So going to the free throw line will be Alex Kimmel with two shots. We'll be at Minster on Thursday night for the girls' game. Court recovery at Minster in a MAC conference game. Free throw is good. Then we'll be back here on Saturday night for a Saturday night game as Fort Recovery plays Newton on Saturday night here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse. One more free throw coming here for Alex Kimmel. It's up and it is good. 4 points now for Kimmel, and the score is 7-5. Indians trail by 2 points. Again, Salina pressing full court. Carly Niekamp passing up to McKenna Hillscamp. Gets the ball. Comes down to towards the baseline. Passing back out. Callie Wendell on a three. It's good again. Callie Wendell is having an on night tonight. Watch out for her. She has all 8 of the Indian points. And there's a ball going out of bounds. They say it was last touched by Salina. Salina and Fort Recovery here in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget, Calp Pharmacy offers a weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just sign up for the great program at a friendly Calp Pharmacy pharmacist near you. Here's Carly Niekamp up no good from the right side. Rebound comes to Salina to Kate Braun. On the left side over there, it's Brindley Cordy. Cordy passes back outside to Jackie Felver. Now over on the right, back on the left. Shots fired up, no good by Brindley Cordy. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell passes over to Cameron Mullenkamp. Right side, Sage Wendell, a three. It won't go. Rebound, Carly Niekamp. Carly went way up in the air for that one. Here's Callie Wendell. And she is fouled. And it'll be out of bounds to the Indians. Alex Kimmel picks up number two. And that is the second foul on Kimmel and the second foul on the team. Callie Wendell will put the ball in play out to Carly Niekamp, and it's almost tied up. But Carly got the ball away, and now they're going to call double dribbling on Carly Niekamp. Boy, Carly is an aggressive player, I will say that. She is out there working hard all the time. 8-7, Indians lead by one over the Salina Bulldogs with 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Don't forget, if you're in need of handicap medical equipment, they have the handicap medical equipment you need at their Calp Pharmacy Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Check them out. Any type of handicap medical equipment you would need, they have it or they can get it for you. Right side shot is good. 3-point basket by Brindley Cordy. Cordy's first basket makes it 10-8. Salina regains the lead by 2 points. McKenna Hillscamp across the timeline gets hemmed in. The ball goes off of Salina, out of bounds. It'll be given to the Indians. They say that went off of Brindley Cordy. Carly Niekamp goes into Callie Wendell, back to Niekamp. Niekamp down on the right side. Gives off to Callie Wendell. Callie dribbling. Working against Rachel Rammel there. Here's Carly Niekamp. McKenna Hillscamp tried to pass down low, and the ball went over the top of Cameron Mullenkamp. Turnover Indians. 10-8 score. Salina leads by two. It's again Salina 7-12 on the season. Fort Recovery 6-12. Here's a drive down, up and no good. Rebound comes down. Uh-oh, off of Fort Recovery. Off of Carly Niekamp and out of bounds. Indians had a great chance to get the rebound there, but just couldn't grab a hold of it. 10-8 score. Salina with the ball and with the lead. Pass comes inbounds to Kate Braun. Now back on the left side to Cordy. Back outside to Rammel. Rammel passes in the middle. Turning and firing and missing was Kate Braun. Rebound Fort Recovery's Carly Niekamp. She comes racing down. Cameron Mullenkamp on the right. She dribbles in. Stops. Fires. Hits. And she's fouled in the act of shooting. Cameron Mullenkamp ties up the game at 10-all. And she will go to the free throw line with one free throw here. Remember, the Fort Recovery location of Cal Pharmacy is open extra hours during the week. Open until 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday. Open until 6 p.m. on Fridays. It's Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. One of your Health Mart pharmacies. You will enjoy doing business with Cal Pharmacy. Free throws up and off the front of the rim. No good by Cameron Mullenkamp. Salina got the rebound. Down they come. Right side with the basketball is Felver. And she tried to pass back outside to Cordy, and they just lost it out of bounds. Salina turns it over. Tyler Deitch, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, head coach of the Salina Lady Bulldogs, is Brett Bacher. There's a pass down to Sage Luthold. Gives it over to Callie Wendell. Wendell cross-court pass to McKenna Hillskamp. McKenna spinning in the lanes. Fires it up. No good. And she's fouled in the act of shooting. McKenna will be at the line for two shots. She has yet to score tonight. She's usually a pretty good part of the offense of Fort Recovery. 10-10 tie with 2:09 to go here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Free throw is up and good. That gives the Indians the lead back at 11-10. We've had several lead changes already in this ballgame. McKenna dribbles the ball, puts it up, and it's no good this time. Rebound falls off to the right side. McKenna got, oh, she almost got her own rebound. Now Sage Luthold ends up with it, and she puts it up and in. Sage Luthold ended up with the basketball somehow and scores underneath. Salina with the ball. They turn it over. That went off of Carly Smith. It was actually created by the Indians, causing the turnover. And here's Mullenkamp out top to Carly Niekamp. Carly dribbling to Cameron Mullenkamp. Down to a minute 38 in the first quarter. Fort Recovery leads 13-10. Here's Callie Wendell outside. Callie will pass to Sage Luthold on the left. Back outside it goes to Cameron Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp in trouble there, but got it off to McKenna Hillskamp somehow. Now down low to Callie. Back outside to Carly. Fires a three. Gets off the mark. Rebound comes to Salina. Getting the board was Kinley Holstad. Over on the left side, back out to Rammel. Rammel drives in for Salina. The ball's tipped away from her. And Carly Niekamp comes down with the basketball. She will pass off to Callie Wendell. Wendell brings it across the timeline. Down to 51 seconds in the first quarter. Indians lead here, 13-10. Whoops! Carly Niekamp fell down. There's going to be a jump ball. Carly lost her footing. And on the alternating possession, it goes to Salina. So tossing it in here will be Jackie Felver. Julia B. Horn also in. 13-10 score. Indians on top by three over the Salina Lady Bulldogs. Salina brings it up across the timeline. Brooke Bacher, she must be the daughter of the coach, with the ball. Left side, down in the left wing, back outside. Here's Bacher with it again. Back out top at the center circle. Passes on the left over on the wing. Back out top. Bacher has it again. Right side this time. Ball over there was Kate Braun back out top. Left side shot is a three-pointer. Good. Julia Vihorn hits a three. Makes it 13-13. We're all tied up. Callie Wendell had the ball knocked out of her hands at the gun, and that's the end of the first quarter. We have a tie score. 13-13, Fort Recovery and Salina all tied up after one quarter of play. We'll be back. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, a great month to check the health of your heart. Kalp Pharmacy can do a lipid panel blood test to measure the amounts of cholesterol and other fats in your blood. The test measures total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. Appointments are recommended, so to schedule an appointment or ask questions, call Kalp Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Moving on to the second quarter of action. Our second quarter is being brought to you by the fine folks at K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Cameron Mullenkamp tossing it in to McKenna Hillskamp. McKenna, top of the key. Passing back outside. Nope, she goes to the right to Sage Luthold. Back out to McKenna. Hillskamp spinning down the lane, puts it up and no good. Rebound comes down to McKenna. Over it goes, up and no good by Sage Luthold. Rebound by Sophie Guggenbiller, no good. Rebound comes down to Guggenbiller, back up, no good again. Rebound comes to Salina this time. Finally, Lily Schreffler comes up with the basketball. On the left wing over there is Julia Vihorn back out top. Salina Lady Bulldogs in town tonight here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Have a tie score, 13-13, in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Here's a three-point shot up and no good by Julia Vihorn. Rebound Indians. McKenna Hillskamp will bring it down very quickly. She'll stop. She'll pop a three. No good. Rebound McKenna. Back outside. Backs up near the center circle. Now dribbling the basketball again, passing right side to Cameron Mullenkamp. Comes in, five-footers, no good. Rebound, Sage Luthold's no good. And there's going to be a foul called on Salina. And Sage Luthold will go to the line with two shots. That's going to be on Kate Braun. To the line goes Sage Luthold. She has not been there yet this evening. It's up and good. She will have one more. Sage has 3 points on the night. Again, we'll be at Minster on Thursday night. Free throws up and good. Always enjoy going to Minster. A nice place. They're very friendly over there. We appreciate their hospitality. Shot from the left side's up. No good by Rachel Rammel. Rebound comes down to Sage Luthold. Carly Niekamp out front with the basketball, spinning over the left to McKenna Hillskamp. In the lane, underneath to Sage Luthold. She scores! What a nice assist from McKenna Hillskamp. 17-13, Lady Indians on top by 4 points. Here's an outside three. No good by Kenley Holstad. Rebound for recovery. Down to Callie Wendell. Drives in and misses the layup. Rebound comes down to Salina. That was too close. Too close for Callie. She likes those long shots. Right side, three-point shot's no good. Rebound comes down to Salina. Back up, no good again. Rebound knocked around. Carly Niekamp came out of the pile with the basketball. Here she comes racing down. DeCamp over to Callie Wendell. Wendell dribbling, comes down, scoops it up. Shot's blocked, out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Recovery. Last touch by, I think that might have been Rammel, Rachel Rammel. Salina has a very young team. There's only one senior on the team, and that's Julia Vihorn. Everybody else is an underclassman. And Carly Niekamp lost the ball out of bounds, but it's last touched by Salina. Last touched by Rachel Rammel. Fort Recovery only has three seniors on the team, Callie Wendell, Sage Luthold, and Kenzie Garkey. And here is the ball stolen away by Salina. And there's a foul called on McKenna Hillscamp. She fouled Alex Kimmel, so it will be out of bounds to the Lady Bulldogs. 5:20 remaining on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. I'm Rob Weaver. Glad to have you tuned in tonight here from Fortside Fieldhouse. Again, Eric Catterley's our studio producer for the radio station. Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. In the lane, shot scooped up by Rammel. No good. Rebound Sophie Guggenbiller. And Sophie is fouled from behind by Rachel Rammel. Of course, Fort Recovery boys have a big game on Friday with Minster's Wildcats. That'll be here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Carly Niekamp over to Callie Wendell. Pass up on the right side to Luthold underneath, and I think it's last touch by Salina. Out of bounds to the Lady Indians. Carly Niekamp will toss it in now. It's a 17-13 game. Indians on top by 4 points. Pass comes in to Luthold, but stolen away by Salina's Alex Kimmel. Here come the Lady Bulldogs with the basketball, and they're going to call over and back on Salina. I don't know about that. I would like to see that again. If her pivot foot was in the forecourt, it was over and back. And that might have been what it was. So Fort Recovery gets the ball on the turnover. Cameron Mullenkamp, right side, back outside it goes to Callie Wendell. And it was knocked out of bounds by Rammel. Indians have it again. Carly Niekamp will toss it in. And a sub coming in here for Salina. Reporting in is Jackie Felver. And leaving the game is Brooke Bacher. Carly Niekamp into Callie Wendell around the horn. It goes over on the left side to Sophie Guggenbiller. As the ball knocked away by Rammel. And she's going to be called for a foul. Rachel Rammel picks up a foul. Out of bounds, Indians. That is the third foul on Salina here in the second quarter. Once they commit five fouls, the Indians will have two free throws automatically with each foul thereafter. Or actually starts with the fifth foul. Right side, Cameron Mullenkamp comes around, gives it over to Sophie Guggenbiller, and ball's knocked away, but Carly Niekamp got it. Niekamp in the lane, stopping back outside to Callie Wendell. Callie hit two threes early in the game. Down low to Sage Luthold, knocked away from her. She got it back. Cameron Mullenkamp with it now. Indians with the ball. Mullenkamp dribbling on the left side, comes out towards the top of the key. Right to Carly Niekamp, tries to go inside. She falls on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball called. And it's going to Salina on the alternating possession. I think next Thursday is senior night. Not this Thursday, but next Thursday. As we're getting close to turning time, Lady Indians will play Wayne Trace in the first game of the tournament on February 22nd. There's a drive and a score by Salina as they got the ball back. And Alex Kimmel puts it up for a two, and that makes it 6 points for Kimmel now, who leads her team in scoring. And she will be at the line for one free throw. She was perfect at the line earlier with two for two. Kenna Hillscamp comes back in for the Indians, and Sophie Guggenbiller will leave. Bouncing the basketball. It's up and good again. Alex Kimmel, excellent free throw shooter. 3 out of 3 tonight for the Bulldogs. And Fort Recovery with the basketball. McKinnick Hillscamp comes down. Lost the ball. Deflected by Salina. Down they come. Right side, open three is no good. Cordy missed the open three. Rebound comes down to Salina. Up and no good by Felver, and she's fouled in the act of shooting, and Jackie Felver will go to the line with two shots. Fort Recovery leads by one, 17-16, but Salina could retake the lead here on these two free throws. Once again, K&L Tractor Sales and Service is your second quarter scoreboard sponsor. They do remind you they have that great lineup of New Holland Tractors at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. And also take a look at the Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons, available at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. Free throws up and good by Jackie Felber. That's her first point of the night. And it's now 17-17. As she got one of two free throws there a moment ago. Full recovery with the ball. It's knocked out of bounds. Lady Indians put it back in play to McKenna Hillscamp. McKenna works on the right side. Hands off to Cameron Mullenkamp. Callie Wendell with it. She's open. Good. Callie's got her range tonight. Callie Wendell now with a total of 10 points on the night. Out of the 19 Fort Recovery has scored, Lady Indians leading by two, 19-17. Callie had 2 threes early, and she's also had 2 twos for her 10 points. With the ball, Felver. Jackie Felver will pass on the left side to Cordy. Down in the corner, it goes to Bacher, puts it up no good. Rebound comes to Sophie Guggenbiller. Double team, but she gets it off to McKenna Hillscamp. Down comes McKenna with the basketball. Drives, fires, and misses. Rebound comes to Salina. And now it's knocked out of bounds by Fort Recovery by Sophie Guggenbiller. So it'll be Salina's basketball. 2:28 remaining here in the second quarter on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. You know, for outstanding service for all of your farm and lawn and garden equipment, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service. State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. Salina with the basketball. They trail by two, 19-17. Bacher back out to Felver. Jackie Felver dribbling, passes off on the left. Shot by Cordy's up and no good. Rebound comes deep to Cordy. Gives it over to Bacher. Bacher dribbling the basketball. Brooke Bacher. Now it goes down the free throw line, back on the outside. Bacher around the horn to Cordy. Over on the left to Felver. Now down low it goes to Kate Braun. And a call traveling on Kate Braun. Passed the ball too many times. Fort Recovery will have the basketball. Leading by two, 19-17. 1:45 left to go in the second quarter on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Callie Wendell with it. Left side it goes to Sophie Guggenbiller in the lane. Puts it up and good. Nice move by Sophie Guggenbiller. Her first basket of the evening. She's only a freshman. Makes it 21-17. Indians on top by four. Right side it goes. There's a three-point shot up and no good. Rebound comes down in the corner to Cameron Mullenkamp. As missing that shot for Salina was Lily Schreffler. Callie Wendell lobs it into Sage Luthold underneath. Good. Give Callie the assist. Sage Luthold the basket. And Sage has 8 points tonight, having one of her better games of the year tonight for Sage Luthold. 8 points here in the first half. 23-17. Down to 51 seconds to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Right side. Back outside it goes. Ball's tipped away. Bacher has it. Firing and missing. Rebound comes down to Sage Luthold. Luthold goes on the right side to McKenna Hillscamp. McKenna dribbling the ball. Drives in. Crashes into Salina. Into Kate Braun, and there's an offensive foul called on McKenna Hillscamp. 25 seconds left. That's only the third foul on the team, so no free throws here. 25 seconds left in the second quarter. Indians lead 23-17. I believe that is their biggest lead of the game. Here comes Salina with the ball to try to cut that lead down to four or maybe three. Left side it goes. Back outside. Now on the left. Tried to pass it inside, I think. And it's deflected, and Fort Recovery comes up with the ball, and there's a foul on Salina. Sage Luthold came up with the basketball. They're going to call a foul on Kate Braun. Number two on her. That is the fourth foul on Salina. Only 8 seconds left here. Fort Recovery, this will be your last possession of the half. Callie Wendell on a three doesn't go, and that's the end of the first half of play. Fort Recovery leading 23-17 after the second quarter. Lady Indians outscoring Salina 10-4 in that second quarter of play. Thanks again to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, South Edge of Fort Recovery, Ohio. Also wishing the Lady Indians good luck tonight is Dr. Kim Bormore at the Bormore Family Dentistry Office on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Kim Bormore and all of her staff, which includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Christy Hart at the Bormore Family Dentistry, wishing the Fort Recovery Lady Indians the best of luck in tonight's basketball game. Dr. Bormore would love to be your family's dentist at the Bormore Family Dentistry Office, again on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Kim Bormore proudly supporting the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. We'll be back with the halftime stats in just a moment.
When it comes to managing residue and developing your soil profile, you've got choices. So how do you know which tool to use? It all depends on your operation and farming practices. If you're looking to reduce soil erosion, manage moisture, or even deal with field variability like rocks and low spots, vertical tillage could be a good fit for your farm. And Case IH vertical tillage equipment can support your residue management goals and help boost your yield potential. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and let us help you choose the right vertical tillage tool for your operation.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry Office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, an independently owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is American Heart Month, and numerous clinical studies have shown increasing your intake of omega-3 essential fatty acids from fish oil can enhance your overall cardiovascular function, including healthy heart rhythms, circulation, blood vessel function, and triglyceride levels. Kalp Pharmacy has a large selection of omega-3 fish oils to choose from, so visit our pharmacies in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, it's halftime. Lady Indians lead 23-17. some of the elementary girls basketball players playing out there on the court here at halftime. Fort Recovery and Salina were tied at the end of one, 13-13. And the Lady Indians lead by six here at halftime. Fort Recovery 23, Salina 17. Fort Recovery led in scoring by Callie Wendell with 10 points. Callie's had two threes and two twos on the night for her 10 points. Sage Luthold has 8 points. She has 3 2-point baskets and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line for her 8 points. 2 points for Sophie Guggenbiller on a 2-point basket for Sophie. 2 points for Cameron Mullenkamp on a 2-point basket. She was 0 for 1 at the free throw line. And McKenna Hillscamp hit one free throw, 1 out of 2, for her 1 point. A big zero, kind of surprising, for Carly Niekamp. She's usually one of the top scorers for the Lady Indians, but has not scored yet tonight. 10 for Callie Wendell, 8 for Sage Luthold. 2 apiece for Sophie Guggenbiller and Cameron Mullenkamp, and 1 for McKenna Hillscamp. For the Salina Lady Bulldogs, they are led by Alex Kimmel. She has a total of 7 points in the first half. 2 2-point baskets and 3 out of 3 at the free throw line for Alex Kimmel. The rest of the points are kind of spread out. Julia Vihorn has 3 points on a 3-point basket. Also 3 points for Brindley Cordy on a 3-point basket. 3 points for Brooke Bacher on a 3-point basket. And then only 1 point for Jackie Felver, 1 out of 3 at the free throw line for Jackie Felver. 7 points for Alex Kimmel, 3 apiece for Julia Vihorn, Brindley Cordy, and Brooke Bacher. And again, 1 for Jackie Felver. We'll take a look at the junior varsity game in a moment. Fort Recovery leads the varsity game here at halftime, 23-17. We'll return in a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Take command of productivity with New Holland T5 Series Tractor, available at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery. With 4 easy-to-use transmissions, fuel-efficient engines, and a choice of comfortable ergonomic cabs, it's easy to find the model that's right for you. These are heavy-duty but nimble utility tractors with four-wheel drive and big power to help you do a wide range of jobs. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's Salina and Fort Recovery going at it this evening in high school girls basketball. Again, the Indians lead at halftime, 23-17 over the Salina Bulldogs. In the reserve game, Fort Recovery won that one 26-25. Lady Indians led 14-6 at the halftime and then hung on to win at the end, 26-25. Salina outscoring Fort Recovery in that final quarter of play by an 8-4 margin to come within 1 point. For Fort Recovery, they were led in scoring by Sophie Guggenbiller, who had a total of 7 points on the evening. Sophie had two 2-point baskets and was 3 out of 7 at the free throw line for Sophie Guggenbiller for her 7 points. 6 points for Bridget Homan. Bridget had 5 points in the first half, and she had only 1 out of 7 free throws in the second half. But, hey, it was all the Lady Indians needed. They won by 1 point. So Bridget Homan with 6 points on the night. Cameron Mullenkamp had 4 points in the first half, 4 points in the second half, for a total of 8 on the evening to lead the team in scoring. And Maddie Shainline had 5 points all in the first half of play. Again, 26-25, the final, Fort Recovery beating Salina. By the way, for Salina, they were led by Elena Carroll, who had 10 points in the ball game. Ruby Slichter had 4 points, 3 points for Elena Behorn, 2 points for Michaela Mullins, and 1 for Liberty Slavin. Indians are again 6-12 on the year at the varsity level. Salina is 7-12. Fort Recovery will be playing Wayne Trace in the first tournament game at Wayne Trace on Thursday, February 22nd. That's February 22nd at Wayne Trace. Will be a 7 o'clock start time. We'll have the game for you on the radio that night. Wayne Trace is 11-7 on the year. Fort Recovery 6-12 on the season. But there's no comparison, really, between the competition that Wayne Trace has to play in Fort Recovery. So it should be a really good ball game. Fort Recovery is the number 8 seed in the tournament, and Wayne Trace is number 5. Number 1 seed is Ottawa Glandorf. They have a 17-2 record. Number 2 seed is Allen East with a 16-2 record. Delphus Jefferson is the number 3 seed. Number 4 seed is Parkway. They are 12-5 on the year. Coldwater's also in that same tournament. They will play Van Buren. That'll be on the very first night of the tournament at Coldwater on February 22nd. Coldwater 7-11 on the year. Van Buren is at 7-12. Again, Fort Recovery's first game in the district tournament at Elida. First sectional game will be at Wayne Trace on Thursday, February 22nd. If the Lady Indians win that game, they move on to take on Parkway on Saturday, February the 24th. Okay, we're set to go here in the third quarter. Our third quarter being brought to you by Cooper Farms. Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms. And right off the bat, Fort Recovery turns the ball over. So Salina has the basketball. Fort Recovery leading by 6, 23-17. Across the timeline comes Rachel Rammel. Passes over on the right side to Brooke Bacher. Bacher dribbling the ball on the wing. And there's a foul called on Callie Wendell. Callie says, what? So Callie Wendell gets nailed for a foul there. Bacher will toss the ball in. Comes into Salina's Kinley Holstad. Here's a drive inside, up and no good by Holstad. Rebound comes down to McKenna Hillscamp. Hillscamp across the timeline. Dribbling out to the center circle. Works her way to the left. Comes back out. Gives over here to Cameron Mullenkamp. Ball's knocked away from Cameron. But Callie Wendell's able to get it back. Feeding down to Sage Luthold. Inside, up, and doesn't go. Knocked out of bounds. I think they're going to say it went off of Carly Niekamp, and that's what they do say. And so Salina will have the ball back. Lady Indians dropping back, not pressing here. Callie Wendell picks up Rachel Rammel at the timeline. Over on the left side, it goes to Jackie Felver. Felver dribbling the basketball. Looking, passes off here to Rammel. Goes down, fires it up, no good, and she's fouled. Rammel went right between Sage Luthold and Carly Niekamp, and they call the foul on Sage Luthold. Two shots coming here for Rachel Rammel. She has yet to score in the game. Bounces the basketball. It's up and no good off the rim. Salina at Fort Recovery tonight here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. I'm Rob Weaver. 1 more. It's up and no good off the back of the rim. Rebound, Carly Niekamp. Niekamp on the left to McKenna Hillskamp. She'll come down. Lost the ball out of bounds. Then they say it just went off of McKenna. So turnover, Lady Indians. Salina will have the ball. Pass comes in to Rachel Rammel. Rammel being picked up by Callie Wendell. Rammel comes down across the timeline. Feeds on the left wing to Felver. Back out top, it goes to Bacher. Bacher dribbling the ball. Moves to the left. Feeds over to Jackie Felver. Felver goes to the free throw line. Slid her foot and traveling is going to be called. And that was the right call. Jackie Felver traveled. Cooper Farms would love to buy your corn. To sell your corn to Cooper Farms, call them at 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161 to sell your corn to Cooper Farms. Pass comes into McKenna Hillskamp to Carly Niekamp. Back to McKenna. Down to Sage Luthold. McKenna Hillskamp with the ball on the left, and it's going to be a foul called on Salina. Jackie Felver gets called for the foul. Carly Niekamp passes in to McKenna Hillskamp. McKenna in the lane, dumps it off to Cameron Mullenkamp, and it's knocked out of bounds by Alex Kimmel. Nice move there by Kimmel. Score still 23-17. We played 2 minutes here in the third quarter. Nobody has scored yet in this third quarter. Pass comes in to Carly Niekamp. Cameron Mullenkamp on the left to McKenna Hillskamp. Three-point shot is no good. Rebound comes down. Out of bounds off of Salina, I think. Nope, they say off Fort Recovery. Must have went off Callie Wendell. So Lady Bulldogs have the basketball, trying to cut the lead back here. Somebody's trying to score here. Nobody's scored yet in the third quarter. We're more than 2 minutes into the quarter. Jackie Felver over to Rachel Rammel. Rammel has the ball knocked away. Here's McKenna Hillskamp. She's going to score. Drives down, lays it up, and missed it. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Who's going to get it? And we got an injury on Rachel Rammel. Rachel Rammel looks like she turned her ankle, possibly. Time's been called by the officials. We'll be back in a moment.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L is your source for Salford's BBI spreaders, the toughest, most accurate spreaders available. Spread chicken litter and lime up to 60 feet with the Endurance, designed especially for the poultry growers, or spread fertilizer up to 120 feet with the Magna Spread. Whatever your application goals, the team at K&L can help you find a pull-type or truck-mounted Salford spreader to boost your crops. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Rachel Rammel has helped off the floor. Doesn't look like she's going to be coming back. Looks like she turned an ankle, probably. And Salina just stole the ball from Fort Recovery, and here's a drive to the right side. A foul's called on Fort Recovery, reaching in on Sage Luthold. So Salina will have the ball out of bounds. That's the third foul on Fort Recovery. We have 5:14 to go here in the third quarter, and nobody has scored yet in this quarter for either team. Left side it goes, back out top. Balker with it, over to Cordy. On the right to Alex Kimmel. Kimmel drives baseline, lost the ball out of bounds. They say it was last touched by Sage Luthold. Again, welcome to the broadcast from the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm Rob Weaver. Eric Catterley's our studio producer at WPGW Radio, and Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. We're also on the high school TV network. Welcome to those of you watching on the TV network tonight. McKenna Hillscamp comes in and puts it up and no good after she stole the ball away. Rebound up and no good by Cameron Mullenkamp. Rebound out of bounds. I think it went off the Indians. Yes, it did. It'll be given to Salina. Boy, Fort Recovery had a golden chance to score there. Couldn't get it done. Nobody has scored here in this third quarter. 23-17 the score. That's what it was at halftime, and that's the way it is now. Indians are in the lead. Salina with the Bulldog down across. Salina Bulldogs with the basketball down across the timeline. Out top it goes. With it there is Kate Braun. Over on the right, three-point shot is way off the mark and into the hands of Fort Recovery. Down comes Cameron Mullenkamp. She lost control of the ball, and it goes out of bounds off of Carly Niekamp. Salina will get it back. Fort Recovery again had the break going there, but the ball got ahead of Cameron Mullenkamp. She just couldn't control it. Tossing it in here is Lily Schreffler. She'll bring it up across the timeline. Goes all the way down to the right corner, back outside. Cordy with the ball. She'll pass over here on the left to Brooke Bacher. And McKenna Hillscamp just stole it away from her. Here's Cameron Mullenkamp coming down, lays it up and got it. Finally, somebody scores. Cameron Mullenkamp scoring. That makes it 25-17. And right away, Salina scores, putting the basketball up and in was Brooke Bacher. And Salina has called timeout. 6-point lead for Fort Recovery, 25-19, here in the Cooper Farms third quarter of play. We'll be back.
Since 1989, Case IH Maxim Series tractors have earned a reputation for longevity, reliability, and productivity. Find out how the latest generation of Maxim can raise your productivity at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Start with the Active Drive 8 dual-clutch transmission, delivering a wider range of working speeds without torque interruptions or manual gear changes. And with models ranging from 116 to 145 horsepower plus a two-wheel drive option, there's a Case IH Maxim Series tractor to meet your needs. To learn more, visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Fort Recovery will have the basketball when we resume action here. Carly Niekamp tossing into McKenna Hillscamp. Salina pressing three-quarter court here. Carly Niekamp across the timeline. Stops, passes over on the left to McKenna Hillscamp. Lady Indians lead by 6, 25-19. Each team with only 2 points here in this third quarter with 3:31 to go in the quarter. Cameron Mullenkamp dribbling, stopping. Ball's tipped away by Salina. Down they come, and a foul's called on Fort Recovery. Making the steal there was Alex Kimmel of Salina. And they're going to call the foul on McKenna Hillskamp. Number 4 on McKenna. She's going to come out of the game, and Sophie Guggenbiller is going to come in. At the line is Alex Kimmel. 25-19 score. Lady Indians leading, and it's no good. She was perfect from the line until that. She was 3 out of 3 for the night. Now she's 3 out of 4. One more for Alex Kimmel of Salina, who is a junior on this team. This one's good. Excellent free throw shooter. 4 out of 5 for Alex tonight. Indians with the basketball. Down comes Callie Wendell across the timeline. Works her way to the left and tripped up there by Alex Kimmel. Foul on Kimmel. Indians lead is 5 points, 25-20. Fort Recovery has the basketball with the lead. Here in the Cooper Farms third quarter, check out the many employment opportunities at Cooper Farms by going to cooperfarms.com/join our team. That's cooperfarms.com/join our team. A lot of great job opportunities available for you at Cooper Farms. Back outside, and there's going to be traveling call on Fort Recovery. I think they called that on Carly Niekamp. So it will be out of bounds to Salina. Down the court comes Brindley Cordy. Cordy across the timeline. Dribbling left, goes right. Feeds over there to Jackie Felver. Back out to Cordy. Back to Felver on the right. Back out top it goes to Kinley Holstad. To Cordy, back out top to Felver. Jackie looking for a teammate. Goes on the left to Cordy. Fires the shot way short. Rebound Carly Niekamp. As Brindley Cordy's shot was way about 2 feet short. Fort Recovery's Cameron Mullenkamp inside. Good. And there's going to be a foul called on Salina. Cameron Mullenkamp now has a total of 6 points on the night. Head to the first half and now 4 here in the second half. And she is at the free throw line with a free throw. Up and good. 28-20. Indians with their biggest lead of the game now at 8 points. Down and up and no good. Nice move there by Salina's Kinley Holstad, but she couldn't get the ball to go in, and Fort Recovery came down with a rebound. Left side to Sage Luthold. Luthold out to Callie Wendell. Callie gives it over to Carly Niekamp. Top of the key, comes around off the screen, and there's a foul called. I'm going to call the foul on Salina, on Jackie Felber. She apparently ran into the screen there, and so the foul was called. 28-20, Indians with the ball. They lead by 8. Luthold right side back out top. Cameron Mullenkamp with it on the left. There's Sage Luthold firing and hitting. 3-point basket. Sage having one of her better games of the year. 11 points now for Sage Luthold. And now Callie Wendell ties up Salina. Goes to Salina on the alternating possession. Third quarter scoreboard being brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. They're also in St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg, Ohio, and many other area communities. That's Cooper Farms. Out front with the basketball is Brooke Bacher over on the right to Jackie Felver. Knocked out of her hands by Luthold, but Salina got it back. Oops. Ball's loose. Picked up by Cameron Mullenkamp. She's run into, and a foul's going to be called on Jackie Felver. So Cameron Mullenkamp might be at the line. Let's see here. Yep, she's going to go to the free throw line with 2 shots. Salina, Jackie Felber charged with the foul. Cameron Mullenkamp at the line. Bounces the ball in the air and is no good, in and out. Close, but no point there. One more for Cameron Mullenkamp. This one's up and good this time. So she hits one of two to make it a 12-point lead for the Lady Indians, 32-20. Salina with the basketball. This is the biggest lead of the game for Fort Recovery. 104 to go here in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Salina's only scored 3 points here in the quarter. Ball is just thrown up for grabs, picked up by Cameron Mullenkamp. That pass was just a Hail Mary pass, which went nowhere except into the hands of Fort Recovery. Carly Niekamp in the lane, puts it up and got it. There's her first basket of the night. Carly Niekamp finally on the board, 34-20. It's a 14-point lead now. Salina with the ball. There's Julia Vihorn. She'll pass it off to Cordy. Brindley Cordy back on the left side. It goes back around the horn. There's Bacher. Brooke Bacher misses the three. Got her own rebound, though. Ball's loose, picked up by Salina. There's Cordy firing and missing. Rebounds up and good by Bacher. Brooke Bacher, offensive rebound and a layup, 34-22, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Fort Recovery leading 34-22 over the Salina Lady Bulldogs. Game was tied 13-13 at the first quarter. Fort Recovery led 23-17 at halftime. They lead 34-22 after three. Again, thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, check out the many employment opportunities at cooperfarms.com/join our team. cooperfarms.com/join our team.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, a great month to check the health of your heart. Kalp Pharmacy can do a lipid panel blood test to measure the amounts of cholesterol and other fats in your blood. The test measures total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. Appointments are recommended, so to schedule an appointment or ask questions, call Kalp Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Brooke Bacher steals the ball to start the fourth quarter and lays it in for Salina. And here is Cameron Mullenkamp at the other end, and she lays it in. Cameron Mullenkamp having a nice night tonight. That was Bacher's ninth point of the night a moment ago. And for Cameron Mullenkamp, she has 10 points now on the evening. 36-24, Lady Indians lead by 12 in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter. Your Case IH and Kubota dealer, Hall Brothers Incorporated. Picking up a loose ball was Alex Kimmel. She puts it up and in. Alex has 10 points on the night now. 36-26, Salina steals the ball. Down comes Bacher, and Callie Wendell knocks it out of bounds. It'll be given to the Salina Lady Bulldogs. Coming in for Salina is Elena Carroll. Alana Carroll, that's how it's pronounced. Alana Carroll. And shots fired up and no good. Leaving the game was Julia Vihorn. And the ball goes out of bounds off Salina. It'll be given to Fort Recovery. That was Alana Carroll who missed that three-pointer a moment ago from the right side. Down comes Fort Recovery. Being hawked by Callie Wendell's being hawked there by Cordy. Brindley Cordy. Callie Wendell out between the circles, goes to the right. Now hands off to Cameron Mullenkamp. There's Carly Niekamp. Right side wide open. Callie Wendell misses the three this time. I think that might be her first missed long shot of the night. Callie had 10 points in the first half, and she's yet to score here in the second half, but I think that's her first shot in the second half. Your fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor, Hall Brothers Incorporated, your Case IHN Kubota dealer, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Thanks, by the way, to the many of you out there who took advantage of their annual open house sale that they had a couple of weeks ago. Salina with the ball. Here's Cordy firing, missing short. Rebound into the hands of Callie Wendell. Bacher tried to save it, and she did, but right into the hands of Callie Wendell. Wendell comes down. Back out to Cameron Mullenkamp. She'll stop. Looks for help. Goes to Sage Luthold. Now to Callie Wendell. Wendell being hawked out there by Bacher. And stolen by Salina. Down comes Alex Kimmel, and she lays it in. And timeout is called. Full timeout. We'll be back in a moment here on PG14, J Country 101, right after this.
Conquer whatever tasks lie ahead with a Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine horsepower and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency and lower emissions. See Hull Brothers about the Case IH Maxim tractor today.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, an independently owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperatures because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kalp Pharmacy will take the time to understand what your needs are and answer any questions you have. Visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy, taking the time to listen and care.
We are back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. The score is 36-28. Lady Bulldogs have cut a 14-point lead down to 8. Fort Recovery does have the ball with 5:51 to go here in the fourth quarter, in this Hall Brothers fourth quarter. Salina pressing full court here. Callie Wendell brings it down. Spins, goes to the right. Back to the left, over to Cameron Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp is run into, and the ball's knocked away and stolen by Salina. Here's Alex. Alex Kimmel up and no good, but she's fouled in the act of shooting. She'll be at the line for two shots. Sophie Guggenbiller picks up the personal foul. Alex Kimmel goes to the line for two shots. She already has 12 points on the night, and this one is no good off the back of the rim. She's been a pretty good free throw shooter tonight, but not that time. Let's see if she gets this one. I would guess she's going to. She's that good of a free throw shooter. Bounces the ball. Lets it fly, and it is no good again. Missed them both. Indians say thank you very much. Carly Niekamp got the rebound. There's a foul called on Alana Carroll. Alana Carroll picks up her first personal foul. Fort Recovery puts the ball back in play. On the left side it goes to Sage Luthold. Hooks the pass out top to Callie Wendell, over to Carly Niekamp. Niekamp hawked by Salina's Alex Kimmel. Back outside to Callie Niekamp. Falls down but still dribbles. Now stops the dribble. And now we got a timeout call by Coach Deitch. He was worried about Callie Wendell's situation there and called timeout to save possession. We'll be back in a moment.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to someone in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with your neighbors to help solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got unique solutions. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at poorrecoveryinsurance.com.
Check out those Maxim tractors by Case IH, available at Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Again, your Case IH and Kubota dealer, that's Hall Brothers Incorporated. Been in business way over 100 years here in the Fort Recovery community. Callie Wendell with the basketball. Moves to the left. Passes off to McKenna Hillscamp on the wing. Back outside it goes to Carly Niekamp. Niekamp spinning, going down the lane. Stopping, passing off to Cameron Mullenkamp, who broke from the right side on the baseline and lays it in. Cameron Mullenkamp having one of her better games of the year with 12 points in the contest tonight. Right side shot, three-pointers good by Bacher. Brooke Bacher gets a three. That gives her a total of 12 points on the night. And now we have a foul called apparently on Alana Carroll. Number two on Alana. 38-31. Carly Niekamp will toss it in now for the Indians. 4:28 to go in the fourth quarter of play. Carly Niekamp with the ball on the left side to McKenna Hillscamp. She'll drive to the baseline, and a foul is called on Salina. Let's see who's going to get nailed with this. Looks like it's Bacher. Yep, Brooke Bacher gets called for the foul. So Fort Recovery has the inbounds pass. Comes to McKenna Hillscamp, up no good. Rebound comes down to Cameron Mullenkamp, and Salina knocked the ball out of her hands, but in so doing, they committed a foul. And that foul is called on Brooke Bacher. Pass comes in to McKenna Hillscamp, outside to Carly Niekamp, back to Callie Wendell. Now here is Cameron Mullenkamp to Callie Wendell. Wendell's fouled. What? They called a foul on Callie Wendell. Oh, my. If anything, I thought that was the other way. Oh, well. We will accept the official's decision and move on. Salina with the ball. 38-31. Indians only lead by 7 now. It was 14 at one time here in the second half. Out top over on the left to Cordy. Brindley Cordy with the basketball. Passing over here to Kenley Holstad. And McKenna Hillscamp knocks it away from Salina, and it goes out of bounds. Fort Recovery will get the ball. Nice job by McKenna of creating that turnover. Back 12 points for Alex Kimmel of Salina. 12 points for Brooke Bacher. Fort Recovery has 12 points for Cameron Mullenkamp. 11 for Sage Luthold, and 10 points for Callie Wendell. Callie with the basketball back outside. Cameron Mullenkamp underneath to Carly Niekamp. Turns, fires. Oh, it goes off the rim. Rebound, Cameron Mullenkamp. She passes out to McKenna Hillscamp. Three-pointer in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Salina's Alex Kimmel. Down come the Lady Bulldogs. Cordy up and no good. Missed the shot. Bodies all over the place. And the official's going to call time to protect Brindley Cordy. Looks like she might have turned her ankle. There were bodies all over the place on that play. So Cordy will come out of the game. Indians will have the ball underneath the Salina basket. 38-31. Pass comes into McKenna Hills camp. Fort Recovery leads by 7. Their lead has been cut in half. Alex Kimmel called for the foul from Salina. It will be free throws coming here for Fort Recovery. McKenna Hills camp goes to the line. She's been uncharacteristically silent tonight with only 1 point. Free throws up and good. One more for McKenna. It's no good this time. Rebound comes down to Salina, to Kate Braun. Down come the Lady Bulldogs. They trail by 8. Inside, up, and good. Alex Kimmel scoring, and the lead is only 6 now. Salina has carved 8 points off that 14-point lead. Shots up and no good. Rebound comes to Cameron Mollenkamp, and she scores. Cameron having one of her finest games of the year here. Total of 14 points now for Cameron Mollenkamp. Shot from the right side by Bacher. It's good. Long two-point basket for Brooke Bacher. She has 14 points now. It's 41-35. Plenty of time for Salina. 2:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. McKenna Hillscamp with the basketball. Being hawked by Jackie Felver. She drives in the lane. Tries to pass it off. It's intercepted by Alex Kimmel. Down comes Bacher with the ball. Back on the left side it goes. Three-point shot is good. Julia Vihorn hits her second three of the night, and that makes it 41-38, a three-point lead. Timeout called by the Indians with 1:51 to go in the game. Fort Recovery up only by 3 points.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Well, Lady Bulldogs, give them credit. They could have folded. They were down by 14 points at one time. It's now a three-point lead at 41-38. Fort Recovery, though, has the ball here in the Hall Brothers Incorporated fourth quarter. McKenna Hillscamp back to Callie Wendell. Wendell across the timeline. Feeds off to Cameron Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp circles around. And a ball stolen away by Alex Kimmel. Here comes Salina. They can cut the lead down again. Outside. Passing on the left to Cordy. Back out top. It goes to Bacher. There's Felver with it. Over on the right wing, underneath the Kimmel, she scores, and she can tie up the game. Alex Kimmel scored underneath. She's fouled in the act of shooting, and a free throw here would tie it up, and she is an excellent free throw shooter. They call the foul there on Sage Luthold, number 3 on Sage. 41-40. Game is almost tied, and now it is tied. Kimmel hits the free throw to make it 41-41. We are tied up, believe it or not. Lady Indians led by 14 points. And losing the ball is Callie Wendell, and they finally call jump ball, held ball. It goes to Salina. Now Salina can take the lead. They led earlier in the game, but they haven't led here in the second half. 23-17 at halftime, Indians on top, and Indians have led ever since, including a 14-point lead at one time. Now it's tied at 41-41 with a minute 8 to go here in the Hall Brothers Incorporated fourth quarter. Indians need to pick it up, and stolen away by Sage Luthold, and a foul's called on Salina. It's called on Kate Braun. Sage Luthold stole it away, and she'll be at the line for two shots. She's having an excellent night. with 11 points so far this evening. That's probably her tops of the year, if not close to it. Sage will bounce the ball, puts it up, and got it. Big free throw for Sage Luthols. 12 points now for Sage. She will have one more here. It's 42-41. Lady Indians lead by one. Hope you're enjoying the game. This one's no good. Rebound comes down to Carly Niekamp. Carly goes inside, pops the shot, and missed it in and out. Rebounds off of Salina, out of bounds. Fort Recovery will keep the basketball. I don't know if I was Coach Deitch. I might have wanted Carly to take that ball back out again, but she almost scored and just didn't quite go down. Right side, Callie Wendell. Indians lead by one measly point. Callie dribbling the basketball. The way Salina's been playing defense, wouldn't be surprised if they steal it away here. And Coach Deitch calls timeout for Fort Recovery. Timeout, Lady Indians, with 39 seconds to go. Fort Recovery up by one, 42-41.
Since 1989, Case IH Maxim Series tractors have earned a reputation for longevity, reliability, and productivity. Find out how the latest generation of Maxim can raise your productivity at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Start with the Active Drive 8 dual-clutch transmission, delivering a wider range of working speeds without torque interruptions or manual gear changes. And with models ranging from 116 to 145 horsepower plus a two-wheel drive option, there's a Case IH Maxim Series tractor to meet your needs. To learn more, visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, an independently owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is American Heart Month, and numerous clinical studies have shown increasing your intake of omega-3 essential fatty acids from fish oil can enhance your overall cardiovascular function, including healthy heart rhythms, circulation, blood vessel function, and triglyceride levels. Kalp Pharmacy has a large selection of omega-3 fish oils to choose from, so visit our pharmacies in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
We're at the Portside Fieldhouse. Very entertaining game tonight. And right now, Lady Indians hanging on to a one-point lead at 42-41 here in the Hall Brothers Incorporated. Fourth quarter scoreboard. Again, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. That's Hall Brothers. Fort Recovery won the junior varsity game tonight, 26-25. And this one's the same way, a one-point game right now. Pass comes in to Sage Luthol. Ball is loose. And got a jump ball. No, they say Fort Recovery had possession and called timeout. Wow. Lady Indians keep possession. 35 seconds left to go now. Timeout.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget. Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Dr. Kim Vormore at Vormore Family Dentistry in Portland wishing the Indians good luck here in the final seconds. Go get them, Fort Recovery, says Dr. Kim Vormore at Vormore Family Dentistry. And don't forget, Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart are on her staff. She'd love to be your family's dentist, Dr. Kim Vormore. McKenna Hillscamp, right corner, back outside it goes to Sage Luthold. Now Callie Wendell, and the foul is going to be called. Reach-in foul called on Kenley Holstad. Callie's usually a pretty good free thrower. We'll see here. Even if she hits them both, it's still a one-possession game of 3 points. Callie dribbles the basketball. Lets it fly, and it is good. Perfect. Callie had 10 points in the first half, and that is her first point of the second half right there. And it couldn't have come at a better time. Callie Wendell dribbles the ball again. It's up, and it is good again. I think she might have only had one shot here in the second half that I can remember. 44-41, a three-point lead, and timeout is called by Salina. Salina trails by 3, 44-41. We'll be back in just a moment.
Ever wondered how the Farmall got its name? Here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting hay, feeding, hauling, loading, pulling, raking, cleaning barn, mixing feed, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, furrowing, cultivating, hitching, digging, emergency tow, harrowing, hoisting, leading parades, excavating, grading. Well, let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. So no matter what you're doing, can do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at Hull Brothers in Port Recovery.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What a finish here. This game is far from over. Hang in there. Again, Fort Recovery leading 44-41 with 22 seconds to go in this ball game. Salina has the ball. They can tie it up with a three. Or a two would get them to within one. Still a lot of time, 22 seconds. Outside to Balker. Here's a three-point shot. No good. Rebound out of bounds. Fort Recovery will have the ball as Julia Behorn, their top three-point shooter, missed the shot. Behorn had hit a three just a few minutes ago to get them real close. Cameron Mullenkamp will leave the ball game, and coming in for the Indians will be Bridget Homan. 16 seconds to go. Carly Niekamp, ooh, almost threw it away, but McKenna Hillskamp got it, and now she's fouled by Salina. They have no choice here. 15 seconds left. Fort Recovery leads by three. Well, they could have tried to steal it here a little bit longer, but decided to commit the foul right away. McKenna Hillskamp, two out of four tonight. Let's see what she does here under pressure. It's up and no good. Rolls out of there. Close, but didn't go in. One more for McKenna. Again, welcome to those of you listening or watching tonight here on WPGW Radio, FortRecoveryRadio.com, and the National High School TV Network. Timeouts called by Salina. 15 seconds to go. We'll be back in a moment.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms. More than a workplace.
15 seconds left to go. McKenna Hillskamp is at the line. 44-41. She could expand the lead to four, which would be very big. It would make it a two-possession game with only 15 seconds left. See if she can get it here. She has the basketball in her hands. Lets it go. It's good. McKenna Hillskamp hits a big free throw there to give the Indians a four-point lead. Salina with the ball. Time's running down. Here's Balker hitting. They don't have any timeouts left. And now there's a foul called as Callie Wendell is fouled by Balker. Balker hits a two-point basket to bring Salina back to within two at 45-43, but there's only 1.5 seconds left. So even if Callie misses both these free throws, it's going to be pretty hard for Salina to score. I don't think she'll miss them both. The first one's up and good. She hit two a moment ago, two out of two. Now Fort Recovery calls time. They want to talk things over. Lead is now 3 points, 46-43. Coach Tyler Deitch looking for win number 7 on the year over the Salina Lady Bulldogs. Salina, they're 7-12, and Fort Recovery 6-12 coming in here. Again, Fort Recovery's first tournament game will be against Wayne Trace on Thursday, February 22nd at 7 p.m. that night at Wayne Trace. We'll be there to bring you the game on PG-14, J Country 101 that night. One and a half seconds left. Mr. Canote doing a nice job directing the band here at Fort Recovery High School. Most of the Fort Recovery boys basketball team here tonight supporting the gals. 46-43 the score. This would make it a 4-point lead, and that would seal the deal. Callie Wendell at the line, dribbling up, good, and that's it's over. Callie Wendell hits the free throw, and the final shot is way off the mark. And Fort Recovery has won the game, 47-43. It was tied at one time at 41 all here late in the fourth quarter, but the Indians hang on to win by 4, 47-43. We'll wrap it up in just a moment.
They say you reap what you sow. Well, that depends on your seedbed. Due to the late harvest here in Ohio and Indiana, a lot of field work is left to be done. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery has a full line of Case IH equipment, including new and used tractors, planting and tillage tools to help you make up for lost time. Stop by and visit with our experienced sales team for attractive pricing on all the tools you need to put and keep you in the field. We know farmers work around the weather. Let your Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery work for you.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, congratulations to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians on a win tonight, 47-43. They led by 14 points at one time in the second half before the Salina Lady Bulldogs started their pressing and started their comeback. They tied it up at 41 all but could never get the lead as the Indians win by 4, 47-43. Callie Wendell hitting 4 big free throws at the win to ice the victory. For Fort Recovery, they were led tonight by Cameron Mullenkamp with 14 points. What a game for Cameron. She had two-point baskets and then had two out of four at the free throw line for her 14 points. One of the better games of the year, maybe the best game of the year for Cameron Mullenkamp. 14 for Callie Wendell. She had 10 in the first half on 2 threes and 2 twos, and then she didn't get any more points until those 4 free throws at the end of the game to ice the game. 14 points for Callie Wendell tonight as well. Sage Luthold, one of her best games of the year, if not her best. She had 12 points in the ball game tonight, including 8 in the first half. It was 3 twos, a 3, and 3 out of 3 at the free throw line. 3 out of 3 at the free throw line for Sage Luthold. A great game for her with 12 points. McKenna Hillskamp had 3 points in the contest tonight. Also, Sophie Guggenbiller ended up with 2 points in the game. And Carly Niekamp had 2 points in the contest on a 2-point goal. Again, 14 for Cameron Mullenkamp, 14 for Callie Wendell, 12 for Sage Luthold, 3 points for McKenna Hillskamp, 2 apiece for Carly Niekamp and Sophie Guggenbiller. For the Salina Lady Bulldogs, they had 17 from Alex Kimmel, who led all scorers tonight. 16 from Brooke Bacher. Brooke's the daughter of the coach being Brett Bacher. 6 points for Julia Vihorn on 2 big threes. Brindley Cordy had 3 points on a 3-point basket. Jackie Felver had 1 point on a free throw. And that was the scoring for Salina tonight. Salina drops to 7-13 on the year. Fort Recovery improves to 7 and 12 on the season. In the reserve game, Fort Recovery won 26-25. They were led by Cameron Mullenkamp with 8, 7 for Sophie Guggenbiller, 6 for Bridget Holman, and 5 for Maddie Shainline. Salina was led in scoring by, it was, let's see here, 10 points. 10 points for Elena Carroll in the ball game for the reserve team for Salina. Once again, we'll be at Minster on Thursday for a conference game. We invite you to tune in for that if you can't go over. And we'll have it here on both WPGW and also on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks to our studio producers tonight, Eric Catterly at the radio station at WPGW, and also Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks to those of you who watch tonight on TV. I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from the Fort Sight Fieldhouse.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.